All right. Good morning, family, all of you, because that's what we all are here.
God formed man out of the earth and breathed his breath in him, and he became a living soul. Where do you derive the authority to regulate human breathing? I ask you this because this is very important. You all are playing doctors, and you're not. And God gave us the very breath that we are to breathe. I would also like to know, where do you get the authority to reduce my oxygen?
You're going against God's wonderful gift he gave us. You're not qualified to decide.
Ma'am, your time has expired.
Today, you'll hear again an unapologetic message that you have ignored for weeks. You do not have the authority to govern my body.
I feel it is my right over my body. You're not medical professionals. I didn't choose you to be medical professionals. I chose you to run a government, to take care of the roads and the infrastructure, and that's purely it.
It's our bodies, it's our choice, whether we're gonna wear them, not wear them. You guys are overstepping your boundaries 100%.
But this isn't about a virus. This is about government overstepping their authority.
Everybody in the Florida Constitution, we have a right to privacy. And we have the right to live the life that we do without government intervention, especially in the private matter.
As a medical professional with my master in health sciences, we cannot tell a patient what to do with their body. Yet this council is overreaching their public roles. It makes no sense that a government county council imposes what a living person does with their body. You have no right.
I'm an MBA with concentration in healthcare. I've worked. So I urge you to stop and think what you're doing as non-medical professionals mandating this mask.
My concern as a nurse and a mother and a grandmother is that I am hearing that the county is going to be prescribing a medical means that's unsolicited by the people on a whole. There is research that says that it does cause hypoxia.
A 2008 study of surgical masks worn by surgeons found that the mask did reduce oxygen levels significantly, creating hypoxia, a lack of oxygen in the blood. Hypoxia inhibits T lymphocytes, the main immune cells, so wearing a mask suppresses our immune system. Hypoxia promotes inflammation, which can promote the growth, invasion, and spread of cancers, and can also lead to stroke and heart attack. Our Amazon Prime driver a few weeks ago was so weak from wearing his mask, he begged my husband for Advil and water. He said, "This mask is killing me."
And I can attest to this. I actually gave my blood in a yearly physical. My carbon dioxide was high because the Quest Lab made me wear a mask for 30 minutes. I'll be more than happy to share my blood results with you. I feel that I'm an in-shape young man, and I should not have had high carbon dioxide.
So perfect timing, because I'm going to talk about the FDA regulations. But first I want to say that we're missing key data for decision making, and this is the data we're missing. Percentage and number of asymptomatic cases who tested positive, percentage and number of these people who are already cured, ages of positive tests, locations of positive tests being admitted to the hospital, and positive tests being admitted to the ICU. Correlation does not equal causation. Tell me what data you have found in our county that controls for all other variables that can also contribute to the spread and proves that the lack of wearing masks is the causative factor. There have been no studies, nor assessments, nor observations which can control for all these data variables that contribute to the spread. Therefore, you cannot single out one variable, masks, and say that is the cause. Again, correlation does not equal causation. The FDA regulates the use of face masks, including cloth masks and cloth face coverings to the public. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization pertaining to the use of face masks for COVID and say you cannot claim that these masks can be used for antimicrobial, antiviral protection, or uses for infection prevention and reduction. According to the FDA, face masks, which includes cloth masks for the public, are considered medical devices when they are intended for a medical purpose, such as source control, including use is related to COVID. According for the FDA, intended for medical purpose means the device is intended for the diagnosis of disease or other conditions in the cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease. Therefore, it meets the definition of a medical device. As such, this board has no authority for medical treatment or prevention of the disease because you have no license to practice medicine. That is under statute 381, and that is up to the Surgeon General. And under that statute, he can only do that on an individual basis on risk assessment.
Thank you, ma'am.
Doctor, to present to the board is part of wearing personal protective equipment is protecting me. It's not protecting others. That's very important to keep in mind because OSHA regulates PPE.
There is no evidence supporting a cloth face covering doing anything. When a surgeon wears a mask, it's a very specific type of mask. It's a single-use mask. They wear it once and they throw it away. And the reason for that is because a mask is essentially like a filter. It's like the AC filter in your house. And if you don't change it, it just builds up with gunk and gunk and gunk. It builds up with viruses. It builds up with bacteria. And eventually, it becomes more dangerous than not wearing the mask at all. The next thing is that there is no guarantee at all that there's going to be an effective vaccine produced for this virus. We need to operate under the assumption that there is going to be no effective vaccine for this virus. And are we going to be required to wear masks forever because a vaccine doesn't come out? Where does this end?
Herd immunity is what we need. This will go on forever. This is a virus. This isn't going to go away. Even if we get a vaccine, only 40% of people get the flu vaccine. You're not going to be able to do that.
Your staff has said that this pandemic is the worst the world has seen, yet your Department of Health hasn't issued a single quarantine order ever. Your staff told us last week that the deaths from this virus was an average of 1.9 people per day. 1.9 people out of 1.5 million people in Palm Beach County. We have a minuscule chance of dying from this virus, yet
also stated by Dr. Alonzo that wearing your mask wearing it wrong is just like putting a condom in the wrong place. I have yet to see anybody up here wearing their mask as stated on your website. It says, do not wear them loosely. Do not wear them under your nose. Avoid touching them. Stay at least a meter from each other. And when you're removing them, you should be using sanitary gloves to place them in a sterile container. Throw the gloves away, then use new gloves to put them back on. None of you are doing that. You're touching, moving, poking, prodding.
The virus is 0.125 microns in size. So if you have something that's meant to filter out 500 microns in size and the virus is 0.125 microns in size, scientifically the masks do not work.
Thank you for your...
One official has demonstrated how the data and science justify this mandate.
I myself have stood here at least twice before and through several separate emails of which I don't get responses from, requesting these studies that are showing why that it is safe for us to not only wear the mask, but that it is effective. We're not getting them. So as many other people have said, how can you mandate a medical intervention on people without the scientific backup? An opinion is not science.
You aren't asking about the positive cases percentage of mask wearing. Your friend or whomever who lost his life at the strip club, he was 400 pounds. At Palms West Hospital, 7 deaths, you're doing a great job, 18 comorbidities. Gunshot wound to the head, but COVID death. These are from the Palm Beach Medical Examiner. We have the proof, you don't.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you want to turn those into the board?
Yes. It's public record.
This isn't about a virus. You've all been talking in circles.
You don't have the science or the proof to support a mandated medical intervention because if you did, you would respond to our emails with that information. In Florida, informed consent requires a doctor, not a board of commissioners, to provide the nature of the procedure, what it intends to correct, and explain fully the risks. You have never explained the risks.
Where there is risk, there should be choice. No way that wearing a facial mask do these masks keep us from spreading or getting COVID. So stop spreading the lies.
I heard somebody say, we're not sure about anything. That was you, doctor. We're not sure about the facts yet. You heard all the facts.
We will get together and do a citizen's arrest on every single human being that goes against the freedom of choice. Okay, you cannot mandate You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people are waking up, and we know what citizen's arrest is, because citizen's arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm gonna say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet.
In closing, I'd like to point out that your current executive order states that all persons accessing Palm Beach County government buildings shall wear facial coverings at all times while present in the building. You're not following your own EO. I think that makes you probably subject to fine or jail right now.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm turning in 888 signatures of confirmed Palm Beach County residents who emphatically oppose government mandated face coverings. These petitions were collected in just 5 days. We are local citizens. We do not have funding of any kind. We do not have an agenda.
This commission shouldn't be threatening the constituents. We voted for you to serve and protect us, not serve and protect an agenda that appears to take aim at innocent, healthy citizens and small businesses.
And keep listening to the TV brainwashing you from birth. Keep listening to conditioning messages in your local stores while shopping, just like Fidel Castro did over the loudspeakers in Cuba. Don't you see the problem? The truth is out there. Just go seek the truth.
All right. Speaking of the greater good, that's a nice phrase that they used to use back in Cuba, where my family came from. They had a lot of the same things that you guys are proposing now. Snitch lines, we call them el comité de barrio. They would snitch on each other and call people, hey, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. Snitch, 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 snitch. Yeah, that Cuba likes that. They're proud of you guys right now. And the educators, the loudspeakers, the announcements, 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart. Falo comunismo, falo comunismo. Same loudspeaker, same thing. Did you guys call Castro and ask him about that? I'm letting you know, we know this is unconstitutional.
I'm also the daughter of somebody who lived through Germany. I know a lot of stories. And this is sounding very familiar to me.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're forcing people to wear masks. They were forced to wear a star.
Thank you, ma'am, for your...
If you think your power is derived from the Florida statutes, it isn't. If you think your power is in the Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan to make a countywide mask mandate, think again, because you don't. To make me wear a mask, you'd have to prove that I'm infectious. In short, this isn't about a virus. It's about your attempt to take authority that you don't have. Some of you might be squirming, and it's like a high school drama queen who hasn't got voted for the homecoming court. But I'm sorry about your discomfort, but you don't have the authority to make mandatory masks.
What about religious objections? I happen to be clergy. Nobody's talked to me about me and my religion and our levels of autonomy.
On behalf of the Florida Civil Rights Coalition, I'm not a medical professional, but I represent people who have been harmed by medical professionals, as well as government employees and officials. I've spent many years studying the harmful effects of CDC recommendations. You'll see signs around here that say vaccines are known to cause seizures, encephalitis, and autoimmunity. That's not my beliefs. Those are just facts, scientifically provable facts. So I encourage you to research, okay? By the looks of this chamber, it is clear that many have fallen for propaganda and pseudoscience. I think we need to learn about that. If we're gonna educate people, let's learn about pseudoscience. It's coming largely from unethical organizations who profit from sickness and eliminating not just civil rights, but human rights under the guise of disease prevention.
Why are not one of you mentioning from this commission or health department about boosting our immune system using zinc, vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin C, which are all proven to reduce ICU visits by 80%? We only hear about masks, vaccines, and testing. If we have a second wave, I feel it would be due to masking healthy citizens and therefore harming their immune systems, making them more susceptible to COVID, other viruses, and other ailments.
I'll also call out Ms. Megan Bell, who presented the mask mandate for this board and has gone as far to say that those individuals claimed that they have medical exemptions. So she's assuming we're lying.
For the record,
We've been harassed, defamed, humiliated, discriminated, called anti-maskers, maskless bandits, grandma killers.
I am, because I take a medication that makes me immunocompromised. I also have breathing problems. Mask is not an option for me.
How about people that can't breathe with the myriad of conditions that there are? Not just one, not just two, maybe four, maybe five. What about PTSD from child abuse situations? I was left in a hot car. You want to cover my face? I'm going to hyperventilate because I remember being stuck in that hot car. What about people like me? We don't matter because of the greater good, right?
I'm actually going to get discriminated against everywhere I go, even more than I already am, and have to tell everybody everywhere I go all about my personal medical information.
Mayor Koerner, you also said you don't encourage my neighbors to yell at me, be rude, or be mean to me as thought, as it was an opportunity to grow closer to as a community. I personally have been yelled at, been refused to enter businesses, have had to file several ADA complaints. Masks do not bring people together. It's as divisive as race, education, class, religion.
I am discriminated on every single time I tell somebody that I have a medical condition that does not allow me to wear a mask. So I ask you today, Mr. Koerner, I have to ask, are you want this enforcement squad of police officers to go out and arrest citizens for living life, running a business, trying to put food on their table because they're shopping without a mask? I feel like we're being punished, like we're criminals, and we're not even guilty of a crime.
Am I going to be arrested for not wearing a mask, even though I have a personal condition? What's your answer? Am I getting arrested?
Arrest patriots? We're going to arrest people for not wearing a mask?
Never did I expect to go to the bank with a mask on and demand my money and then get away with it.
If you're now going to have police officers enforcing these rules, we've already seen that this calls to defund the police. There's already a divide being driven between good citizens and the police. And now asking police officers to issue civil citations or potentially arrest people, how is that going to show well to the rest of the community? Again, David Shaw.
What I'm concerned about is our police officers. We're going to be wearing masks. What happens if they become hypoxic? They carry guns. This is serious, and it needs to be taken seriously.
I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things got to breathe.
I've been a music teacher for 23 years. I need you to tell me, how do I play a saxophone and sing with a mask on? I'll let you think about that.
If a mask did its job, it would require biohazard disposal, not reckless rearview mirror decor.
So while nobody in this room can prove scientifically that masks protect people from catching COVID, and keeping in mind the fact that a goat and a fruit have tested positive for COVID, and many tests have been mysteriously contaminated by the CDC, the fact still remains that Americans are more likely to be killed by their doctor,
sir,
or struck by lightning than die from COVID-19.
Counsel, your time has expired.
How do you expect a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, or a 5-year-old to do any of this successfully?
That young children, they learn a lot from facial expressions. They learn a lot about social cues, and we are removing this very important developmental learning phase in a lot of these young children because they aren't able to see these facial expressions.
Sir, your time has expired.
I
appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of children, especially babies, are continually learning and using the constructs of their native languages, which is senses and nonverbal communication. Much of our communication is nonverbal, which includes facial expressions, gestures displayed, and the physical distance between the communicators. These nonverbal signals can give clues and additional information and meaning over and above verbal communication. Nonverbal cues create a world of safety for children, as well as can be taught for emergency and dangerous situations. Some estimates suggest that around 70 to 80% of communication is nonverbal. Now we have the olfactory sense, which is our nose. It is said to be the strongest sense we possess, a sense many of us take for granted, but infants depend on it to recognize their mothers and mothers to recognize their children. Life mates are most often attracted based on a complex set of pheromones and other factors that help bond people to one another. Forcing people to wear masks will affect bonds between one another. When a person uses a face mask, all of the above gets suppressed because it is hidden behind the mask. Sometimes I can't tell if a person's happy, sad, angry, or even recognizable. So if I can't able to distinguish, how are children going to be able to distinguish that?
Are you prepared to allow this mandate to harm babies and children's ability to meet, even exceed their potential to develop and communicate? We are social beings. How will children learn bonding if they are continuously see only people's eyes and the 6 feet physical distance? What kind of guarantee can any of you provide that no baby, child, teenager, and anyone with a disability who is subjected to an intervention like this will not be physically, emotionally, and psychologically harmed? How will young children be able to know who the dangerous deviants are, like pedophiles and people in the human sex trafficking? Can you provide any significant evidence that the benefits of such intervention outweigh the risk? Where there's risk, there must be choice.
But I thought that this was important. I've got two young children. What are the long-term implications? Specifically for my own children, who are 7 and 9, the psychological impact that this has had. I don't think anyone's asking those questions for the children. And that is the future of what we are in this society. Seems like a lot of people have already made up their minds. But at the end of the day, I need them to understand what is the impact psychologically to the children.
I'm going to start with McKinley's post on social media on June 20th. You all can save a phone call. I support. We'll be voting yes on Tuesday. Thanks. On June 2nd, Mayor Kerner said, "Don't think that what you say here doesn't matter to us. There's some obvious disagreement on the public policy. Mayor Kerner, it's apparent that our voices do not matter to McKinley. My phone call doesn't matter to her. McKinley told Ms. Baker via Twitter, I see no need to delay a decision on mandating masks before public comment."
It is so true that you made up your minds.
As every one of you except Vice Mayor Weinroth and maybe Commissioner Valachet has indicated, some publicly, you're going to mandate masks here today.
We know which side you're on.
This is totally political and you know it.
And I have to leave a 91-year-old mother to come here and stand up for what's right. Shame on you.
If you must stand alone, stand like the Navy Master Chief who stood alone in full dress blues on a North Carolina beach, resulting in the reopening of their beaches.
This is the mask that you say is okay to come in here. This is the mask I wore in here today. This is my homemade mask that your official said is okay to wear. This is insane.
Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now, because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because
this is all bullshit. And I say Trump 2020.
And Ms. Baker, why don't you get a lesson from Dr. Alonzo on how to fix your mask?
Thank you, ma'am.
We the people will work day and night to clean every single seat if need be.
I want to see y'all get up and start serving the people. And each and every one of you will not be reelected to these seats if you think you're going to continue to take these young black kids and use them to as pawns on the table. And Mr. what's your name again over there, Bernard? Weren't you out there protesting with all those children? All those kids down there in Miami? Didn't you take me as a mad-ass black mama and a grandmama? Because this day in this country, guess what? And when I wear my mask, you better be able to defend them, because I got a Second Amendment right. I'm Latresa Jones. Facts.
I was born free. I will stay free. My rights come from God, not from you.
Any state of emergency code of ordinance does not supersede our constitutional rights. As per the privacy clause of Florida Article 1, Section 23, this council has no right to manage my medical privacy or medical or bodily autonomy.
You've come here today to discuss making an executive order to tell me to wear a mask, yet I have the highest law, the Florida constitutional right, to be let alone. I get to do with what I want with my body and my face. Under the Florida Constitution, I have the right to a hearing. Your proposed executive order that contains a civil and criminal penalty doesn't provide for that. Your proposed order is unconstitutional.
I'm going to quote Governor DeSantis at his Friday press conference, that masks have to be voluntarily because the Constitution is not suspended just because there is a virus.
I would like to also say, in Congress is where laws are made. They have to write a bill. That bill has to also go through the Senate. You cannot just make laws That is unconstitutional. That is not how we run this country as a republic.
First of all, we live in a republic, a democratic republic, not a democracy.
I heard you say this is a democracy, and I'm sick and tired of hearing you say that. It's a republic.
Or that four attorneys have co-signed a cease and desist letter on behalf of Palm Beach County residents.
I'd like to begin by sharing a childhood story that my mother would tell me over and over again. You may be familiar. It's called Pierre, written by Carol King. In that story, a young boy named Pierre would respond, "I don't care," to everything his Pierre and said. "What would you like to eat, Pierre?" he said. "I don't care." "Where would you like to go, Pierre?" "I don't care." Finally, his parents left him alone, where a lion came by and said, "May I eat you, Pierre?" And Pierre said, "I don't care." Long and short of it is, Pierre decided to care after he was eaten by the lion. If you're not following the analogy here, the board members are the petulant boy named Pierre who refuses to care. Dr. Alonzo, we have requested many, many times to see the data that shows that masks are safe and that they will keep us protected from COVID. You have responded, "I don't care." People have screamed, "We are being discriminated against because it is unsafe for us to wear masks," and you have replied, "I don't care." We have told you that you do not have the legal authority to implement a mandate like this, and you have said that you do not care. You stand to violate the constitutional rights of our officers, leaving them open to personal liability, and the constitutional rights of our people, and you do not care. Mayor Koerner, you say that bad actors will be punished to the full extent of the law while never defining what a bad actor is. Sir, you are a bad actor, and you do not care. Each of you elevates yourselves above the rest of us while you sit up there without your masks, communicating to us that you do not care. You have four law firms that have come together and are ready to defend against your tyranny in a court of law. The lion has come and he is asking, "May I eat you?" I am not surprised when you will respond that you do not care. Lastly, I want to declare and decree that the people will have the victory. We are insulated by our Constitution. We are one nation under God, and there will be justice for all.
Thank you, ma'am. If anyone, let alone a child, is injured or dies as a result of an unlawful countywide mask mandate, is the county attorney, are the officials in this room prepared for the legal consequences? That's a serious question. Are you prepared to face individual liability? Because you won't have qualified immunity, because you know what you're doing is wrong. Are you prepared to face that individual liability for the products you are mandating and deceptively marketing?
That the Florida Constitution states life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A mask mandate is the antithesis of this. Life is snuffed with the deprivation of oxygen. Liberty is snuffed when personal freedom of choice is removed, and our pursuit of happiness is snuffed when we have to fight you constantly not to remove our freedoms. Please do your job to uphold the Constitution and our protected rights.
Who made you perpetrators over my life?